sin will blind you to the point where you don't even know that you're living in sin anymore. Here's a perfect example of the blinding that sin will do you. The television. The television. When I got married, my wife had only been saved for a few weeks when I got married. And so I got married, and I got a job right away, and she had no job. You know, she was going to stay home. And I remember just thinking to myself, you know, my wife is a new believer, and I'm going to be gone all day at work. Do I want her, you know, sitting at home watching a bunch of soap operas or watching a bunch of garbage on television? You know, I don't know if she's going to have the discernment to know what to watch, what not. I don't know. So I just decided I'm just not even going to buy a TV. And I wasn't even against TV. You know, I mean, obviously I was against a lot of it, but I wasn't really against it. I was pretty worldly back then, you know, believe it or not. This is when I was 19 years old is when I got married. And I was pretty worldly, and you know, I didn't really have anything against it, but I just said, you know what, why do I need a TV for? And why does she need to be sitting at home watching TV while I'm out working? You know, I want her to do something productive with her time. And so I didn't buy a TV. And plus, here's another thing that offended me. I was talking to somebody, one of my siblings or relatives or something, and we were going through, and I was dirt poor when I got married. I mean, we were poor. We had no money. And so I'm sitting there trying to add up. I was trying to figure out how much money I needed to make just to survive. And so we're adding up the different bills I was going to have, because I moved straight out from living with my parents, you know, into being married. This is the first time I ever had to run my own household. And I remember somebody said, well, and then there's cable. You know, and we're just trying to figure out the bare necessities for survival. And they're like, well, cable, you know, it's like $30. I'm like, I'm talking about the bare necessities here. So that just kind of made me think a little bit. Do I really need, you know, TV? And so we didn't even buy a TV. You know, didn't really think of it. And we'd go over to when we were over at my parents' house, we'd sit down and watch TV with them, or, you know, at different people's houses, we'd watch TV from time to time. We even went to the movie, you know, we'd go to the movie theater a couple times when we were first married. But, you know, just the fact that we didn't have a TV for a while, the blindness started to wear off. That you that watch TV have the blindness of what's really going on with the TV. Because we just didn't watch it for several months and several months. And then it started to be that when I'd go to somebody's house and watch it, it became very shocking to me what was on TV. I mean, I'd say, oh, you don't like this kind of preaching right now, do you? This is where you live, okay? But I remember sitting down in front of the TV at somebody's house, and I, let me fast forward. I'll tell you the last time I ever watched TV, you know what I was watching? The Twilight Zone, okay? The last thing I ever watched on TV. And this was about 5 years ago, okay? I'm, you know, and so I'm sitting down watching the old Twilight Zone with Rod Serling. And I'm sitting there, and this is the last time I ever watched TV in my life. And this is just a process. Every time I saw the TV, I was being shocked by it. You know, whoa, man, at the pornographic images that were coming on the TV and the filthy subject matter. The second to last time I watched TV was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? You ever heard of that show? Put up your hand if you heard of the show. And I remember watching, I was thinking, okay, this is a good, clean show for me as a Christian to watch. And I'm watching the show, just trivia, right? And you know what? Sure enough, the contestant comes on for that day was a sodomite. Oh, you don't know what that is? A faggot. A homosexual. A queer. Okay, now I'm speaking your language. He come on there, and I'm thinking to myself, why am I looking at this homo? You know, why am I sitting watching this? And so, but the last time I was watching The Twilight Zone, and I was watching this episode of The Twilight Zone, and it was a great episode, okay? it was one of these dystopia, I don't know if you know what that means, but the future has become this police state and all, and it was all anti-God communism, because this is back during the Cold War that the Twilight Zone was out, so it had a lot of political messages in it, and there was a guy in there, and they were going to execute the guy, and him and the executioner got locked in this room, and now both of them are going to die, and boy, the executioner, he's scared to death, but the other guy had a Bible, and he had the King James Bible, okay, this is the last time I ever watched TV, and he's sitting there in the Twilight Zone, and he's reading the Bible, and he's reading the book of Psalms. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. And he read the whole psalm. And this other guy's sweating and scared and everything, because it was kind of a good man. So I was thinking, like, oh man, you know, this is good. I like, this is funny, you know, this is interesting. And hearing the Bible and everything. But you know what? That fast, I'm just watching The Twilight Zone, having a good old time, and that fast, I was inside of a strip club. Because that was the commercial that came on. The commercial came on, and there was a woman in her underwear, you know, marching around on some kind of a barroom. And I just thought to myself, I don't want to see that. Huh? I didn't want to look at that. I was just trying to watch something clean. And I swear in my wrath, I said, I'm never, ever watching the filthy television again, because I'm tired of every time I turn it on, having some, the world and the devil try to cram some image down my throat of some kind of a queer or some kind of a woman that's half naked. Hey, I don't want to see that. The Bible says I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. And you know, when I'm in the airport or when I'm in different places at a TV screen, I'll look at it and I'll be shocked at, you know, I'll glance at it and just see the images on the TV. And I'm shocked by it. I'm shocked by the filth that's allowed on television, huh? I'm shocked by what they talk about on television. It's filthy. It's immoral. But see, people who watch television every day, Christians who watch television every day, they're blinded, because sin will blind you.